So we know that we live in an enlightened age when it comes to our understanding of gender. And by enlightened, I mean insane and confused. We're told that men are women and women are men, and some women are men and women, and some men are men and women and like armadillos or whatever. But the trans agenda has run into a kind of a problem, which is sort of interesting. We're supposed to see men as women if they call themselves women, but they aren't really women, and other men know that. And if other men are heterosexual, then they aren't going to be attracted to a man just because he says he's a woman. So that presents a real problem. You can't blame heterosexual men for wanting biological females. That's how they're oriented. It's their orientation. It's their identity, you know? And that's the conundrum that the gender warriors find themselves in, and they're always trying to find a way out of it. One way out of it is to simply berate heterosexual men and demand that they be attracted to trans people. So that's one thing you could do. Find them attractive, damn you! Be attracted to these people! Another strategy is what you find in this video that we're going to play for you right now. The person goes by the name Dawn Marie. This is a transgender person who identifies as a woman, explaining, just kind of laying out a case for why straight men should date so-called trans women. In fact, the case being made here is that straight men are better off dating biological males who identify as women. Let's give it a watch.
Today we're going to talk about the reasons and the benefits of dating a transgender woman and why we are probably most likely, I don't want to be biased, but why we're probably most likely a better candidate of dating than, like, you know, your average bish. The first reason being, we are strong, strong individuals. We've had to endure a lot, you know, within our life, and we've been through a lot, and it just makes us stronger people, and it makes us really sweet. You go through as much as a trans woman who's been, like, either kicked out of her home, or she's been beat up by people, by bullies and stuff. She's gonna be a very, very loving, caring person because she doesn't want anybody to feel what she's been through, you know? So she's gonna be super sweet, and she's just gonna be a loving person.
So females aren't strong? Biological women are not strong is what I'm getting at this? Or sorry, not female. I believe the scientific term, I wrote it down here, being used here is average bitch.
Damn!
To describe biological women. And that's okay, okay? Don't be insulted. You can't be insulted, ladies. And if you are insulted, you're not allowed to say so, because that's the lesson, remember? That's if you're being insulted and degraded by a trans person, then if they're invading your privacy, even if they're going into your locker room or your bathroom and you're thinking, gee, I'd rather have privacy, all you're allowed to do is smile and say thank you. So when you're being insulted right now, that is female empowerment. This right here, this series of insults, and it continues and gets worse. Let's keep watching.
Two, for why you should date a trans woman instead. I'm just kidding. We are more appreciative of the small things. We don't need you to, like, you know, go buy us an expensive lunch or, you know, spend $100 on something for me to be happy. We just want you to, like, hold our hands in public. We just want you to be happy that you're with us. Like, you know, little things like holding your hand in public can make us super happy because, you know, there are people out there that want to hide us. So, you know, we're easy to please. We don't have, like, super unobtainable, like, standards. Like, we do have standards. I don't want to make it sound like we don't have standards. But, you know, we are not just, like, stuck up and, like, bougie and just wanting the world from you. We just appreciate the small things. Get it where I'm living.
Okay, so I'm taking notes here, and I'm trying to, you know, just make sure that I'm listening and I'm being a good student. So biological women are weak, materialistic, stuck-up, bougie b****s. That's what I'm gathering here. And I'm not saying that. Our friend Dawn Marie is saying that. So far, this is just a parade of insults against women. And there's not so much of a real case. It's like, we're not getting over the hump. I was looking for a better word to use there and I couldn't find it. So I just went with hump. we're not really getting over the hump here of this difficulty of how do you get around the fact that a heterosexual male actually wants a female. That's sort of like the whole point, really, sexually, if you're a heterosexual male. So we haven't gotten to that part yet. Maybe we will. Let's keep watching.
Number three for why it is beneficial to date a transgender woman is not all guys want to have kids. Believe it or not, right now I'm talking to a guy who doesn't want to have kids. And that's where I actually got this little pointer from. You know, we can't get pregnant, which means we don't have periods either. So a lot of guys don't want kids. There's so much pressure to have a kid when there's a guy and a female, you know, in a relationship. There's like, oh, well, now hurry it up. Like, we want you to get married, have some kids, you know. Not all guys want kids. So, you know, if you don't want kids, we're the perfect candidate for you. Like, at first I was like, you know, maybe I'm sad because I want to have my own children too. But, you know, whatever. Like, you know, I'll keep my body nice and toned and fit and, you know, keep it stretch mark free. You know, I do have stretch marks on the side of my booty because it's growing.
I just feel my brain cells committing Harry Carey. They're committing ritualistic suicide in protest for subjecting them to this. No offense. So update the list. Biological women are weak, materialistic, stuck up, bougie, stretch mark riddled. That's the portrait. Rather, I should say the cartoon of women that's being presented to us here. And not just here. The left's entire agenda when it comes to gender rests on this kind of thing. By the way, trans women, quote unquote, can't get pregnant. Is that what you're saying? Correct. That's true. I mean, that is finally some good information. We got one fact in here, and that's good. That's biologically correct information. But why do you think that is?
It's a man, baby.
Let's think about this for a second. All biological women can get pregnant, barring old age or disease, right? So, in other words, in principle, biological women can get pregnant. On the other hand, quote unquote, trans women can never get pregnant, ever, under any circumstance. Huh. I mean, it's almost like we have two different categories of people here. And there's a word for that. What's the word? Where you've got two potential categories. And so, you know, on one hand, you have people who can get pregnant. On the other hand, you have people who can't get pregnant. And what is it when you got two different categories? Oh, binary. Yeah, so it's almost as if we have a binary system here of people who can get impregnated and people who can impregnate. That's almost what it seems like. I don't know. I got to think more about this. But all right, let's finish this up.
Number four would be that we know a man's needs more than your average girl. Reason that being is because we've been on the other side, if you're catching my drift. Number five, hope. I feel like number five is because trans women are more feminine and make more of an effort. The reason that being is because we're making up for what we lacked in our previous life, and you know, we care about our appearance and we just want to look spruced up and feminine at all times. Guys love that. Guys appreciate it. I heard from a few guys that I've dated, like, you know what, like, I really appreciate trans women because they actually take the time to get ready and don't take advantage of being a woman. Oh my God, this hair is getting on my nerves right here. You guys actually, like, take the time and effort to be feminine and to be girly, and you guys aren't trying to, like, step all over our toes all the time.
Okay, well, let's final update to the list. Biological women are weak, materialistic, stuck-up, bougie, fat, stretch-mark riddled, lazy, unfeminine
b****s. Damn!
But other than that, great. And Dawn, I got to tell you, the people you're dating who compliment you on taking so long to get ready, those are called gay men. And a hint that they're gay is that they're dating a biological male. So that's really kind of a dead giveaway right there. But if you need more, no straight man anywhere ever is eager for their wife or their girlfriend to take more time to get ready. That just doesn't. No straight man, when their woman comes out of the bathroom after 98 minutes and you're late for your dinner reservations, none of them are saying, "Wow, honey, thank you for putting so much effort into your appearance." Unless they're being sarcastic. No, straight men are pounding on the door saying, "Hey, babe, just throw on some sweatpants. We gotta go. Let's go." That's a straight man. It really is amazing. The claim here is that biological men identifying as women are not only feminine, but more feminine. They are better at being women than women are. That's the message these days. The message is, if you're a woman, as a woman, you can do anything except be a woman, because men are better suited for that role. So what do we have here, all told, just to summarize? We have a bunch of insulting generalizations and stereotypes, along with a huge misunderstanding about the nature of women and the desires of heterosexual men. That's what we have. And that, in fact, is what the whole of left-wing gender theory is built upon. Other than that, great content.